Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All glory and honor to the Lord our God. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Radio Show. We thank you for tuning in. And at this time, we're going to have opening prayer by Carla Davis, Sister Carla Davis.
Praise the Lord. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. I thank and praise the Lord for waking me up on today, for blessing me, for keeping me. I thank and praise God for answering prayers. My aunt called me a couple of days ago, and she asked me to come on and pray for her and to pray on the prayer line. And that's just such a blessing that, you know, we're just able to come back together. Amen. And I'm just so glad that God is just a good God and that he hears prayers. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now on today. I thank you, Lord, for being a merciful God. I thank you, Lord, for being a good God, for being gracious and long-suffering toward us, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you continue to watch over us, that your eyes are always upon us, oh God. Father, you are a mighty God, Lord God, the God of the universe, oh God. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that your ears are open to hear us, oh God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you are mindful of us, oh Lord. The word says that what is man that you are mindful of us, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about us, Lord. You said in your word that you would never leave us, that you would never forsake us, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that I can call myself a child of the Most High God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood that you shed on Calvary, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that you thought about me when you were laying the foundations of the earth. I thank you, oh God, that you did not forget about me. I thank you, oh Lord, that you did not say, no, I'm not going to go, but you went ahead and you shed your precious blood to cover my sin, to wash me, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, that I might have the opportunity to have partaken the tree of life, oh God. Father, I just thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, for family on today, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you continue to keep us, Father God. Continue to bless us, Father God. Lord, I thank you for every person on the line, Lord God. Every evangelist, oh God, Lord God. Every pastor that might be on the line. Those men and women of God who are listening in, oh God, who have tuned in, Father God. I thank you, Lord, right now that you just bless them right now, Lord God. Continue to keep them, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, you continue to give them boldness to speak the truth, Father God, in these times, oh God, when men are calling right wrong and wrong right, Father God. I thank you right now for a special anointing that they will go forth and speak and preach your word, Father God, that men might be saved, Father God, and snatched from the pits of hell in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost shower. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of God. Thank you, Lord, Jesus, that keeps us, teaches us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for your precious gifts, oh God, that continues to give us day after day for the very breath in our bodies, oh God. I just thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, because you don't have to do it, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did. You were merciful, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for being merciful on today, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you consider even the sinful, Lord God. Lord, you reign on the just and the unjust, Father God. I thank you right now, Lord God, even for providing us with the food that we have, Father God. Thank you for keeping a roof over our heads, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the gift of our limbs, Lord God, that we can go do what we need to do, Father God, without assistance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for health. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us even in this time, even in this pandemic, oh God, that you keep your angels of protection all around us, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you, oh God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord
God. We are thankful on today, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just praise you right now. I praise you right now, Lord. You are wonderful and you are deserving of all the praise.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you,
yes,
Lord God.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you right now, even concerning the elections, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that your will be done, Father God.
Thank you, Lord,
that you said you would put in, and you put up one, and you set up one, and you put down another, Lord God. So let your will be done, Lord God, concerning this nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you right now that you would give people who are in government, Father God, give them a mind, Lord God, to do that which is right, Father God.
Give them wisdom,
Lord God. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding. Give them wise and sound counsel right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, I thank you even on today for the children, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask right now that you protect them, Lord God. So many children in situations that they shouldn't be in right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, I just ask right now, Father God, that you just intervene, Lord God. Help these children, Father God. Lord, keep them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will give the parents a mind, Lord God, to do that which is right in your sight, Father God. That they will raise up their children in the fear and admonition of you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Even as these children go to school, Father God, give them teachers, Lord God, that will teach them that which is right in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now to give the children an obedient spirit, to obey their parents, oh God, to do what the teachers are telling them to do, to be obedient even in school, Father God. Lord, let them be an example of what it means to be a child of God, Lord God, and let other children follow after them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God,
for my aunt, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for this service on today, Lord God. I ask right now, Lord God, that you just bless her right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that your word is planted deep down in her heart, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you will have your way on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that your word will be in her mouth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that she will speak with boldness and authority, Father God. I thank you, Lord, your word says that apart from you, Lord, we can do nothing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that she knows that, Lord God, that she clings on to you, Father God, Lord. She knows, Father God, that she can't do anything without you, anything beside you, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord, right now, Lord God, that she is submitting to your will, submitting
you,
to your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that she is drawing on you for her strength, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's looking unto you, Lord God, from which cometh her help. Her help comes from the Lord, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I
thank
you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. And I praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My aunt asked me to sing. I'm not a singer, but every now and then the Lord will tell me to sing a psalm over my household, Psalm 91. There are a few songs that he has me to sing. But I'm just going to sing Psalm 91.
Yeah.
Okay. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the owl that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That was Psalm 91. I thank and praise God for his word. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And I thank him right now. Because he's so good that he's given us instructions in his word of what we should do, what we should not do. Those things that keep us, that will allow us to be holy and to be acceptable in his sight. I just thank and praise God. He's so merciful. He's so good. Giving us everything that we need, everything that we need.
Yeah.
And I just want to I just praise God on today because he's so good. Yeah. And I thank my aunt for this opportunity just to pray, to lift up the name of the Lord before you all. And I just thank God for the service. I thank and praise God for every person who's going to come on and that God has his way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for this song, for the prayer, for how the Lord is good to us, and we ought to be thankful unto him.
Amen.
And bless his holy name, because he is worthy. We're not worthy, but the Lord, he is worthy.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that the Lord giveth us the victory over maladies of sin.
Yes.
I thank God. The Bible said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in God, and I believe his word. And if we take God at his word, he will do just what he said he would do. So we are thankful for the word and for the opening prayer that came through Sister Carla to pray the prayer of faith and continue to look to the Lord. And we thank God for all of you out there in Radio Land who have tuned in with us today. We hope that you will get a blessing from the word of God. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Amin. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the scripture reading and the psalm. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I just thank God because God truly is worthy of all praises. And
yes, he is.
For the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, as mentioned, this is the Pastor Sheila Amin radio show, and I thank you for tuning in. I thank God for each and every one of you. I am the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, and that's located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Dr. Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, and also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because this is a great opportunity that the Lord has given us, and we ought to take advantage of the opportunity. As we know, there are opportunities or windows of opportunity that come up. And if we don't take advantage of it while it's available, that window can be closed or that opportunity can be lost and never gained. But this is a chance for every born-again believer to lift up the name of Jesus, to worship and praise the God of our salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for giving us such a great opportunity. And again, we thank God for each and every one of you. And at this time, I would like to invite your attention to the Word of God. You can get your Bibles. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And the scriptures I would like to leave with you on today are taken from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 through 34, and also Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And today, if I would leave a title with you, it would be Save Me, Lord. And the theme would be, What Must I Do to Be Saved? Hallelujah. And I ask that you pray with me for the next ensuing minute as we go to the Word of God.
Amen.
Starting with the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16, and it reads, And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now let us go over to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 13. Starting with verse 1, it reads, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to the to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise: Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord, the word of God truly is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in this passage of scripture, I'd like to talk about Apostle Paul a little bit, and how Apostle Paul, before his name was changed to Paul, his name was Saul. And he was on a mission to stop believers from worshiping the Lord and serving Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He had gotten letters to go to Damascus and to lock up anyone who professed Christ. Glory to God. But on his mission, the Lord intervened. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. And made a change in this man's life to the point where midway, when he was just before going into Damascus, the Lord appeared unto him and spoke to him. And this experience he had never had before in all of his life. Glory to God. But the Lord Jesus began to commission him right then and there to a special ministry. And I'm sure that Saul did not know that the Lord had this ministry planned for his life. But the time was at hand. And the same with many of us. Sometimes God to do a specific work, and we're not in the place where God wants us to be. So he set things in motion. Hallelujah. And he calls us to come into this ministry so that he can use us. And Apostle Paul, being on this journey, when he got to Damascus, he was a changed man. Hallelujah. God was working on him. He was praying, oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And being made for a special work. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And so after his conversion, the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost and put him on a mission to minister to the Gentiles. Well, praise be to God, because he was around the Jews, and immediately he started to minister for the Lord and spoke boldly. Glory, hallelujah. But the Jews just couldn't accept him. They knew his reputation. And this is how people are sometimes. When they know your reputation, they probably grew up with you, or they might know you well, hallelujah, before Christ comes in. And then when the Lord makes that change, they don't want to accept it. They don't even support you. They don't even believe. And they sometimes put a timeline on you saying, well, I'll give them 6 months, or I'll give them 3 months, and they'll be right back out doing the same things. But when God comes in and when he makes that change, amen, it's evident. The Lord will give evidence for what he does, and he will manifest this great work. Amen. So after a while, after Apostle Paul had chosen Silas to go with him in the ministry, there came a time when they stumbled upon this damsel who was possessed with the spirit of divination. And at this time, they were on their way to prayer. And isn't that just like the devil? Mm-hmm. When you're on a mission for the Lord and your mind is made up to do something for God, here comes the devil to intervene.
Yes. Preach
That's
it.
Just the way he works. When you hear the voice of the Lord calling, he'll give an excuse not to heed that call. But you ought to heed that call today. Hallelujah. So they began to go to prayer, and this young girl, this damsel here, was possessed with the spirit of divination, met them, and this girl was bringing a lot of money to her masters, as they were using her with the soothsaying, the fortune telling, the palm reading, and all that. That's of the devil.
No.
And this Paul, glory be to my God, the man of God, he was vexed and he was grieved by that evil spirit that possessed this girl. And the devil knows who the people of God are.
No.
He recognizes who you are if you belong to the Lord. I believe 2 Timothy 2:19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So whenever you do anything for the Lord, you can expect some interference from the devil. And so, yes, the devil knew who Paul and Silas and those with them, who they were, and started saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And that was what they were doing. They were preaching the word of God. They were opening up the eyes of the blind so that they could see the truth. It was the word of God that brought that light to bring them out of darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so this went on for a certain amount of days, and then Paul began to rebuke that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and commanded it to come out. And in the same hour, that evil spirit came out of the girl. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the masters, they were devastated, because that was how they made their money. And so they brought these men of God before the magistrate. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But sometimes the situation that we are in is not clearly seen what God is doing. But if we are patient, hallelujah, and obedient to the word of God, then God will manifest his purpose of why we are in that situation. And so the people
to the magistrates. It was not necessarily those who the Lord was reaching out to. But there was someone else that God wanted to reach. And so Paul and Silas, they were locked up. First they were beaten and then put into prison. And the keeper was charged to watch over these men, to make sure that they could not escape. And so being charged with this, he made sure that they were bound up to a point where they could not escape. And so their hands and their feet were in bands. Glory be to God. But God had a great plan. The
yes.
men of God, they didn't just sit there in the prison because they knew that they served the God of the universe, the God
mm-hmm.
with all power in his hand, yes. that they could pray to, hallelujah, and render praise unto him, and he would hear them, and he would answer. Glory
Amen.
To God. So they began to sing and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
They sang praises unto God. And the other prisoners who were there, they heard them. Suddenly, glory be to my God, a great earthquake. An earthquake moved so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Not just Paul and Silas, but everyone in the prison, their bands were loosed. Hallelujah. And the keeper of the prison, he woke up out of his sleep, and he thought that everyone had escaped.
Yes.
He knew that his life would be over because he did not do his job sufficient.
Amen.
So instead of waiting on someone else to take his life, he had decided to take his own life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But God is a merciful God. Thank you, Jesus. And had mercy on the keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, Paul cried with a loud voice and told him to do himself no harm. They were all there. Hallelujah. And he called for a light and sprang in, and he came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After falling down, he brought them out and he said to them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He realized that he needed salvation. He needed deliverance because his life was in danger. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so they told him what he needed to do in order to be saved. They told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that he would be saved and his house. And this is how God moves in mysterious ways. We don't know the plan of God all the time. He doesn't make that known to us completely. But in part, he will let us see a few things. And so this man was the key to his household being saved. Sometimes that's how God moves. He'll bring out one family member so that they can help their whole entire household to the Lord and receive salvation.
Amen.
So this man, he was that key to his whole household being saved. And
mm-hmm.
then they began to minister to him, and they spoke the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to him and all his house. And they just began to preach Jesus to him. And this man, he had compassion on Paul and Silas, and he watched their stripes. And then he was baptized, him and all his house.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And so he brought them in his house, and he set meat before him. He fed them, and he began to rejoice. He was believing in God, hallelujah,
amen,
with all of his house. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And so we are not in control of who God will call upon, who he will bring out to be a blessing to our loved ones, to co-workers, to acquaintances, to best friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So on this mission, God began to do miraculous things. And so we end up in situations that are not so pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
They had been beaten. They had stripes on them. They were locked up. But they didn't stop ministering for the Lord. They
didn't stop
preaching the word of God. But they kept on ministering. Wow, they were bound up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They could sing praises unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. They could pray unto the Lord. And God moved in a great and a mighty way. So we all have the same faith, hallelujah, that whatever situation we're in, we can see Jesus.
Yeah.
We can see our way out. We can see that if we pray and if we believe in the Lord Jesus, he will surely show up. And he will deliver, dear Lord. Hallelujah. And in the process, he will touch somebody's heart. He will save a dying soul. He will do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so God spared the keeper's life so his family could be saved. Well, thank you, Lord. What a merciful God we serve. And I believe Apostle Paul began to go about establishing many churches. And the church at Rome, he began to write to them, hallelujah, saying that his heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel, they might be saved. Because sometimes people can get a little understanding about Jesus, and they can hear about Jesus, but they don't really get the full truth. And so they go about to establish their own righteousness. They have an ignorance toward the righteousness of God. But God has a way of showing us the truth, because Jesus declared that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And so his record was that they had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. But he was determined to teach them the ways of the Lord. And he began to minister to the churches. And when he was in his bonds in later days, for years, he did write to the churches. The word of God was never hindered, and it was never bound. He was able to reach out to them, amen, and minister to the church and encourage the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And he began to say in the 8th verse, saying, but what saith it? This is Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which is preached, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Oh, thank you, Lord. What must I do to be saved? It's better to search the scriptures to find out what
needs to be done in order to be saved. You might be holding on to something that God is not pleased with, and you need to let it go. You might be wrapped up, family and friends and your job or worldly things or other things, and you need to let these things go and be committed, fully committed to doing the work of the Lord, to doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to walk away from our own family. We have to walk away from a job. We have to walk away from other things in order to be found in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe when Jesus came on the scene and he called his apostles, called them, they dropped everything. They forsook everything, everything, and followed Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, he has a way that is so divine. Glory be to God. If we would lose sight of ourselves, if we would lose sight of the things around us and the people who are around us and what is going on around us, we could see more clearly the plan of God for our lives. We could see more clearly the way being made for us to do the work of God. Hallelujah. We could see more clearly God's divine plan of salvation, of how he sent Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus came down to the earth, and he dwelt among sinful men. But he came and he fulfilled the work that God had assigned unto him. And when that work was finished, thank you, Jesus, salvation was made available to everyone who would receive it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. The 11th verse says, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. All you got to do is just call on the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. I thank God because it is the word that delivered me. When I heard the word of God, the word of God pricked my heart. Thank you. To a point where I desired to get to know Jesus. I wanted Jesus in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he had mercy on me. And he came into my life and saved me. And now that he's called me into this ministry, I want to encourage all of you to take heed to the word of God. If you're doing anything that is not right, you ought to repent of it right now and ask God to have mercy on you and forgive you and save you. Today is the day of salvation. Praise be to God. We thank God for each and every one of you listening in.
Amen.
And at this time, I invite you to turn your heart and your mind toward the Lord. This is why Jesus came, to save men's lives. Amen.
Yes.
He did not come to destroy men's lives, but to
yes.
save us.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
And anyone who desires to be saved, you can be saved.
Amen.
This day, you can be saved. Because Jesus is everywhere. Wherever you are, Jesus is everywhere. There's no one anywhere in the world that the Lord can't reach. He can reach everybody because he's all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, with our minds on the Lord and with a repentant heart, focus on believing in him right now. Focus on salvation and calling upon the name of the Lord and asking him to save you. Thank you, Jesus. If you think or have any doubt and you wonder whether you're saved or not, you need to call on the name of the Lord so he can save you, because he will leave no doubt, no doubt at all. You will know for yourself that, yes, the Lord surely saved me. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Eternal God and our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. First of all, thanking you for your word, thanking you for an opportunity to be able to call upon your name.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, oh Lord, to receive thy word into our hearts. Oh, my God, help us to break up our hearts, oh Lord.
My God.
In the name of Jesus, help us to fall on you, Lord. Fall on your mercy, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to be saved, Lord. Help us to be saved, Jesus. Help us, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Look upon every soul, Lord, that's listening to my voice, Lord. I pray that you touch right now. You know every situation in everybody's life, oh, Lord. You're able to fix it, oh, Lord. You're able to move, Lord. You're a miracle worker. You can do it, Lord. We are trusting in you, Lord, taking you at your holy word. In the name of Jesus, we want to be saved. Somebody out there in radio land want to be saved. They want to make a change. They want to do what's right, Lord. They are tired, Lord, of living a sinful life. In the name of Jesus, I want you to touch that soul, Lord, right now, Lord. Touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to give their life to you. Help them, Lord, to break up the stony heart. Help them to fall on your mercy. You get for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. We know your word is true, Lord. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody is tired of living that life. In the name of Jesus, help right now, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Help them to run to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, 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 help them to call upon your name. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Jesus. You are an able God. Touch right now, Lord. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you love them, oh, Lord. You gave your life for them, Lord. Help them to seek your face and turn from their way, Lord. Help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Oh, my God, with your finger of love. Jesus. Save, Lord. To the uttermost, oh Lord, fill with the Holy Ghost. Sanctify the soul, oh Lord. Sanctify the mind, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 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 I know you're able, oh Lord. We are taking you at your word, oh Lord. We believe your word today, Lord. We know thou art a mighty deliverer, Jesus. Help somebody to cry unto you. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord. Jesus, help them to cast their care upon you, Lord. For you care for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said we can cast our burden upon the Lord, and thou shalt sustain us, O Lord. We believe your word today, Lord. We know you're able, O Lord. Oh, my God. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for ministering to our souls. We thank you, Lord, for the souls that are listening. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to thy name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Thou art so worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised, Lord. Help us, help us, help us, help Lord, us. In the name of Jesus, to do your will, speak your word. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to be so saved, Lord. We know you can do it, oh, Lord. Draw somebody in. Oh, my God, have mercy, Jesus. Send mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, help somebody to call on you. Help them to say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, you told us in your word today, Lord, that we could call on you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help us to do what your word say do. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you continue to bless this ministry. Continue to have your way, Lord. Continue to send thy precious word. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for this prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that beautiful message coming to Evangelist Amin. I tell you, if you want to be saved, all you have to do is receive that word
Amen.
That was preached to you on today. I tell you, all you need to do is repent of your sins, ask God to forgive you, give your life to the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord will begin to sanctify you.
Amen.
Oh, my God. And everything that you know is wrong, you can give it up. Just get rid of it.
Amen.
And let the Lord just come on into your life. For he sanctifies you, then fulfill you with his spirit.
Amen.
But you got to believe on him as the scripture has said.
Yes.
And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Thank
God for a beautiful message. Beautiful, beautiful message. I thank God I'm encouraged to call on that name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For there's none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved than the name of Jesus. And I thank God Paul called him. He called on Jesus. The Bible said, arise. And go on down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He went on down.
Yes,
and Ananias laid hands on him.
Amen.
Prayed for him.
Ooh,
and he said, wash away your sins. Call him on the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, they were afraid of Paul. They were afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew how he lived before. But God made a great change in his life.
He did.
And I'll tell you, he can do the same for you.
Yes.
Thank God for the word. This part of the service is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hutton.
Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Amen. We thank God for the opening prayer coming through Sister Carla Davis, my niece.
Yes.
And I tell you, I thank God for this radio broadcast and how the Lord has blessed us. Thank God for every listener. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We invite you. Tune in with us when we come back on Friday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3:30 p.m. If you would like to call and leave a prayer request, you may do so by dialing 410-209-7503, or you can send a text. You can also listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One School. The word one is spelled out, O-N-E. Or you can reach out to us by corresponding in writing, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, we just thank God for this beautiful ministry that the Lord
Amen.
Has set up. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God for all of you listening and continually. And I could say of a truth that God has done something wonderful. Also, I would like to mention to you about the prayer list. Added to the prayer list is the bereaved Callaway family. Amen. Praise God. We ask you to lift them up in prayer that God
yes.
will comfort them during this time of their loss, and for all the other bereaved family members. Praise God.
Yes.
Let us continue in prayer for them. Amen. And
Amen.
Let us pray one for another. We thank God for you. Thank God for this broadcast. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us the next time we go on air. And again, a special thank you to my niece.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. And how
yes.
you were so willing to help us out on today. God bless. We love all of you. God bless, and we're praying for you.